introspection. We have our three-hour meditation, and our three-hour meditation is a very special time for us. This is the second day of our three-hour meditation, and this is the third lecture of the second day on the three-hour meditation, on introspection. And it's very important for us, as we're doing the three-hour meditation at home, to realize that if we have distractions, we are not getting the most out of our time in meditation. We are not spending our time in meditation to play with our dogs and cats, and to play with the air conditioner, the heater, to play with all of the different diversions, distractions we might have. If we allow distractions in our life, we are not getting the full benefit of what we want to do. And if I say to you, I will take you and I will train you in 1 week to be a fabulous meditator. 1 week, you'd be a most amazing person in your ability to meditate effectively for your choice. And then as I'm training you, you bring your cat along, you bring your dog along, and they demand your attention just by their existence. And you allow yourself to be distracted by one thing or another also during the times in which you're training yourself on becoming an astute meditator. And in the process, you do not learn as quickly as you could, or you do not reveal it to yourself as quickly as you could, because you're not one-pointed. People who are one-pointed are people like mathematicians. If a mathematician allows himself to be distracted while they're doing their mathematical projections, they will lose their place. They will lose their control. It's like if a person is making a count and someone comes and talks to them while they're counting, they lose their ability to count effectively. And so, if you would like to make your three-hour meditation most powerful and most effective, take a dedicated time alone, away from everything and everybody. Not another soul is with you. And then you begin training your consciousness to be one-pointed on what you're doing. You're one-pointed on the idea of saying that I am God, God I am. Whether you sing it or speak it, whether your voice gets foggy or croaky, whether you are able to be harmonious with it, all the distractions cause that inharmony. If you had no distractions, you would not be inharmonious. If you had nothing else taking your attention except saying to yourself, I'm God, God I am. Instead of taking a long period of time to develop this talent, it could be done fractionally, very short period of time. It's up to you. And in your second hour, where you say, why I can say I am God, and if you're performing for someone else or you're saying it out loud to a group or anything, then you're being distracted because you're concerned as to whether the group is hearing you, how they're responding to what you say, how stupid they think you are for making statements that you know are so true. And so you sort of fight a losing opportunity to be totally in charge of yourself. It's a choice. It's a choice we make with our 3-hour meditation. Being absolutely alone, absolutely quiet, absolutely undistracted. It's a wonderful, wonderful expression. And the 3rd hour, where you're listening to the divine talk to you, if you allow yourself to have any distractions at all, you and the divine will banter like totally unimportant beings. And though you might connect with your awareness of your divine within from point to point, it would not be as powerful and strong as it can be. So take a 3-hour meditation time, alone, without pets, without distractions, without anything, telephones, anything. I oftentimes tell the staff here on the campus, I'm talking to them during the lunch or during any other meal, and the phone rings. And they want to instantly answer the phone because the most important thing in the world is the telephone. The telephone owns us, it possesses us. No, it's the people that are on the phone. We're interested in who's calling it. And maybe it's an important call. Maybe it's a money call. Maybe it's something really valuable. And so I stop talking and go my way because they've made their choice of where their values are, either to answer the phone or to listen to what I'm sharing with them. And you'll have to make up your mind in your 3-hour meditation time, whether it's going to be a time of distractions from the telephone, pets, or anything else, or whether it's going to be a time of absolute, 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 absolute dedication, one-pointed dedication, on what it is you're working on. People who are doing their income taxes, they do it in the middle of the night when they're not going to be disturbed. And they can give their full attention to it and do a good job on it and be proud of themselves when they're done. Children who are doing their homework rather do it in the evening when they're alone in their room. But a genius doesn't have that problem. A genius can sit down anywhere and take his absolute total attention and put it on whatever he wants to do and be undisturbed by what's going on around him, be totally untouched. People can come up to him and try to disturb him, but he's untouched. Now that's a genius, and that's a rare and a beautiful person. When you arrive at that stage, you'll really know it and you'll be much at ease. But you won't really know it because when you're untouched, you're untouched. And when you're untouched under all circumstances, you're untouched. So now, let's spend a few moments in how would I listen to the divine within me? How would I listen to God talking to me? Introspection is listening to the divine talk to you, listening to God in you, as you share with you all those things that you desire to know. So I'm ready now to listen to my divine within. And as I share these words with you, I'm sharing these thoughts as though it were the divine within me speaking to me, and I respond to the divine within me. I like to let the divine have carte blanche, full control, full opportunity to speak to me. But even so, I sometimes get in the way. So, we're going to have a talk. I'm going to have a talk. We're. See, right away I'm working on my listeners. You're, we, I, you, I, we, me. I'm going to have a talk with the Divine Within. Adios, y'all. Here I go. Evening, God. Herb, don't be silly. Evening, God. Herb, don't be silly. Well, what do you mean, God, don't be silly? Herb, it's morning. Oh. yes, God is always so correct. It's morning. Sorry about that, God. Don't be sorry, just be correct. All right, God. It is morning, and I say to you, my divine reality, my inner self, my total beingness, who I am. Oh, knock it off, Herb, you're talking to me now. Okay. Good morning. Good morning, Herb. What thoughts do you have on your mind today, Herb? Well, I really haven't any thoughts of consequence. It's just a matter that I'd like to have a chit-chat with you. Herb, I am sick and tired of you coming and having chit-chats with me with nothing to say. You want me to do the thinking for you. You want me to come up with the ideas that you want to think about. And do you think you're going to get anything beneficial out of that? Well, what am I supposed to do? Before you enter into anything, enter into it with some concept in mind that you are going to have to work out. You're going to have a reason for coming and talking to me. You're going to have a reason for doing different things. But God, I just like to be aware of you. I like to be aware that you are my inner consciousness. Herb, that's true. And that's always true. But you don't come to talk to me because you just want to be aware of your inner consciousness. Now, don't give me that sort of nonsense. You come to talk to me because you got something on your mind, something in your heart. All right, God, there's no fooling you, is there? No answer. Okay. God, I would like to feel that I am guided and directed by my own inner self in giving this seminar, so I give the best possible ideas to these people of whatever it is that is going to be a blessing to them. Well, Herb, if you're going to give the seminar for somebody else, it's going to be a very poor seminar. Well, I am giving it for somebody else. I'm not giving it for myself. Well, Herb, if you're not giving it for yourself, then you shouldn't be giving it. Well, what do you mean? If you're not giving this seminar for yourself because it is a joy to you and a delight to you and everything that you're saying and sharing is an exciting adventure to you, if you're not doing it because it's those reasons, that it's just something fun to do, then you're not going to be successful. Yeah, I like to be successful, of course. Well, what is success? Well, yeah, God, what is success? Well, if my purpose in giving the seminar is to be myself and have fun and share with myself my own convictions, sounds pretty good. Now, do you have to live up to anybody else's projection? The Divine asked me. And I say, no. I pretend that I do, but I don't. Then, why don't you do it? Be a little more comfortable. Be a little more comfortable. What do you want to do? Why are you doing this in an uncomfortable way? Well, tell you the truth, God, I am comfortable. Okay. As long as you admit to it, and you acknowledge it, and you are it, then be it. Okay. Now, what sort of things would you like to tell yourself? What sort of things would you like to be awake to yourself? Well, God, if you would tell me, since you know everything and you already know it, then I will know it too. Herb, you talk like this and you won't see very much of me around you. God, what do you mean? You'd cut out on me? No. You just would not see very much of me around you. Well, what do you mean? Well, you are the master of yourself. And whatever you think is right for you is right for you. And if you think that you have to ask a divine awareness outside of you for what's right for you, then you're not having any fun. But God, having you here, having the awareness, the allness, Herb, when will you get through your head, I am you and you are me and we are one? Yeah, I know that. But the thing is, it's nice having you here. Herb, we are one. You're still onto the old biblical idea of folding your hands and lifting your heart and lifting your mind and lifting your eyes to God and saying, oh God. Well, isn't everybody? Yes, Herb, everybody is. Everybody is. Because you are everybody. Yeah. 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 Even when I'm being God, even when I'm being aware of being God, I still act like everybody. I still act like I'm separated. What a strange thing for me to do. What a strange thing for me to put in consciousness about myself and my world and everything. What a strange thing. Well, God, sounds like I'm getting off to the wrong foot here. No, Herb, you're not getting off to the wrong foot. You're just getting on the right foot. Now, what would you like to share and think about with me? Well, like I said, God, it'd be so much easier if you'd tell me. Herb, you pull that one more time and I will not be here to talk to you. You will be talking to the wall. But God, you can't leave me because you and I are one. Herb, your own attitude shuts off the indwelling flow of absolute allness. And that attitude that you have that says you don't know anything is the attitude you want to release. Now, what would you like to do? Well, I'd like to think that I'm whole and perfect. I would like to think that I am wise. I would like to think that I enjoy living in my world because my world is good and very good. Well, Herb, those are good ideas. How do you think about being whole and perfect? Well, I think about being whole and perfect by being whole and perfect. I think every organ, action, and function of my body is whole and perfect, and I'm whole and perfect. I think good thoughts about myself, and I'm whole and perfect. I think good attitudes about myself, and I'm whole and perfect. I think wonderful realizations of myself, and I'm whole and perfect. Well, Herb, you're certainly going down the right road now. You're taking charge of being yourself. Because I am the allness within you, and I am the allness of whatever is not beneficial to you, and I am the allness for whatever is beneficial to you. And you have to make your choice of what is beneficial for you and then give it your full attention. But God, can't I be at the end of the line there? Can't I be somewhere else other than where I am right now? No. You can't, Herb, because there is only one way. There's only one way to God. There's only one way to God, and no one will ever arrive at God using any other way. There's only one way to God. Okay, God, what is the one way? The one way is directly to your own inner self. Directly to my inner self, to who I am. Yes, God, directly to my inner self. Now, what if I feel a hurt and then I say I'm whole and perfect? If you feel a hurt, Herb, what you're doing is you're empowering the hurt. You have to immediately turn to whatever it is you want to experience. Well, how do I do that, God? You turn to whatever it is you want to experience by not paying attention to the other. And of course, you can't not pay attention to something, because every time you don't pay attention to something, you're paying attention to what you're not paying attention to. And you're empowering it to exist. Well, if that's true, God, then how am I ever going to be the winner? Well, you do not pay attention to what you don't want to experience, but you do pay attention to what you want to experience, and paying attention to what you want to experience brings it into your life. Well, God, I know this, and I say this, I tell other people this, I tell it in my seminars, I tell it in my talks, I tell it all the time. That's the point. You tell it, but you don't follow it. Make it totally yours. Be immersed in the idea that you're all divine right now. Be immersed in it 100%. If you can be immersed in it, if you can be absolutely one, if you can be the totality of the universe, then you have all of these things going beautifully and bountifully for you. Well, God, talking to you the other day was much more fun than it is today. Well, that's how it is sometimes. That's how it is sometimes when you sort of get that inner awakening that you're pressing the wrong buttons inside yourself. I got buttons inside of me too. Herb, you got buttons everywhere. Well, I guess that's true. Now, I'd like to feel positive in what I'm doing, feel that the things I'm doing are right, feel that I am making the correct choices. What is going to be my indication that I'm making the right choices and I'm doing the right things? Well, what indication do I have from you, God, that this is what's happening? Well, since I am God, and since I am all, and since I am you, and since I am every thought that you think, then how do you think you would be aware of that, Herb? How do you think you would be aware of it? Well, I would be aware of it by feeling good. Right on the nail. Yes, I think I would be aware of it by feeling good, by knowing that what I was thinking and what I was doing, how I was acting, made me feel good, made me feel comfortable, made me feel sufficient, made me feel just absolutely fantastic. Can you think of any other way you might say how you would do it? Can you think of any other way that you would have everything in divine order? Good question. Good question. Now, Herb, yes, God, do you ever feel giggly? Yeah. Do you ever feel goosebumps all over your body and you just feel so right and so perfect? Yeah, sometimes when I'm frightened, I get goosebumps. No, no, you don't get goosebumps when you're frightened. Those are other kind of bumps. The goosebumps that you get are the joy bumps. These are the feeling that, wow, this is great. Everything is going smooth. Everything is beautiful. Yes, God. And? Well, when you are listening to the divine within and following the divine within to the highest and best, you will have these feelings, you'll have these attitudes, you'll have these essences about yourself that are so fantastic that you will just know that you're doing the right thing. You'll just know that everything is in divine order. You'll know it right to the tip of your toes down to the top of your nose. And you're fantastic. So just realize now, whenever you feel giggly, oh sure, you go to a funny movie. You talk to someone who tells something humorous. But whenever you feel giggly, whenever you feel sort of tingly and good inside yourself, you know you're doing the right thing. And sometimes you may think you're doing the wrong thing and you feel so good inside of you. Well, you can be sure you're doing the right thing. Because you do not have the capacity to smile, to giggle, to laugh, to feel happy over someone else's misfortune or over your lack of ability to clue in on what you're doing. It's pretty exciting, pretty wonderful and pretty fulfilling and pretty revealing. It's the type of thing that makes you into the type of person that you really want to be. Well, God, some days aren't laugh days, but Herb, every day is a laugh day. Every day is a day filled with joy, filled with enthusiasm, filled with wonder, filled with such peace that it's just beyond imagination to think that it could be so. Okay. Now, how can I tune in to my funny bone, to my laugh bone, to my laugh, funny, happy consciousness? Well, practice. Turn your attention to me, the divine in you, and listen, and listen, and listen. And as you listen, you can have dialogue, because the divine in you, me, I like to talk to you. But I don't like to be made sort of a jest out of. You can't make a fool out of me because you can only do that to yourself. But you can waste your time. You can't even waste your time. You can... I don't like it. That's what I don't like. I don't like it when you talk to me and you want me to do all your thinking for you. I want you to do the thinking so that you will come to conclusions and stand behind them. If you hear the voice of God saying, no, don't do that, and then you don't do that, you don't know why you're doing it. You don't know why you are following the divine imperative within yourself. And this is what I want you to know. So now, take a few minutes and start listening to the voice within, and let the voice within, let the divine within you, talk to you and open up your inner doorway to your inner understanding of who and what you are. Now listen carefully and act upon it for yourself. I love you.